Well, the first thing I want to say is mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan.
Inauguration Day.
Acted like an actor, Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge, the ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, Macho Man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find.
I think it's a repeat.
Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to man is, Bogart tough to man is, Cagney tough to man is, Hollywood tough to man is, cheap steak tough and Bonzo substantial. Ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, Presto Macho. Macho, Macho, baby. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durack. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to to the new Captain Bligh on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Street goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism's up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie, and we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had
Donald the new John Wayne. Come in to save the world. Come in to save America.
You ain't never really got to worry. And you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you sense that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director first sings. Yeah.
It ain't nothing but a movie. The sound of protest. Historic music of the struggle. This ain't really your life. It really ain't nothing but a movie. Feel me? Wake up! Music of the struggle. Out of body heat. Mario's Magic Mixtape. Sound of the Protest. Historic music of the struggle. What's happening, Facebook? Yeah. Yeah. Come on. This ain't really your life. I need to have something ready. We'll have to feel our way through this show. Sometimes you feel bad. Other times, just down. I don't know. I think it's better to be mad than to be down. I think. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't really your life.
Don't worry. He said, don't worry. That late 60s?
Oh no, this is like 72.
Yeah.
That's, I think it's 72.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody gonna correct us. At least it's around 72. Damn it, if it ain't 72. Slice out the body heat, everybody. Sound of Mario's Magic Mixtape. You know, and you can play tons of stuff. I started with music that was part of my mentality when I felt that way. The first one was B-Movie, none other than Gil Scott-Heron, who'll be featured one more time tonight. Number two, the song you just heard, Curtis Mayfield, If There's Hell Below, You Know We're All Gonna Go. Seems like everybody had to comment. You know, I was so tempted to play some remakes of Bob Dylan stuff too, because there are all kinds of musical statements being made as part of the civil rights movement. And when I say the sounds of protest, more or less that's more of the period that I've started with, even though one can continue it up to and including the present.
Right.
And so everybody had to make a statement, and part of that too was the sounds of Motown. They had to make a statement, and specifically the Temptations. There was their song, Message from a Black Man. The Temptations, everybody.
Yes, my skin is black, but that's no reason to hold me back.
Sounds of protest. The story of music of a struggle. That's the Temptations. Message from a Black Man. That's when saying black man could get you in a fight. Special broadcast for those disturbed by today's happening from all sides.
Say it loud.
Y'all sing
it now.
Come on, y'all.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Say it loud. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
The classic. Who's just tuning in, just want you to know you're listening to Pac Stereo TV. This is tonight a special show because we know today was a special day. It may not have been the kind of special day that you wanted, but it is a special day. And for some of you, I knew that you would need to be rejuvenated. And so tonight, we're reminding you with music the sounds of protests, historic music of the struggle, and inspiring things like this.
Help me.
The Stable Singers. Mixtape. Down the protest. Disturbed music of the struggle. Man, who's about lifting up the world, too? Some folks, well, we said black folks were the conscience of America. Yeah. Now, I'll take you there.
Now, that was 73, 74, maybe.
And we've been bouncing around. And I got a few things to tie it all into today's thing. But first, you know, if you don't know where, you won't never know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. So we got to show you where you've been. I'll take you there, Staple Singers. Now, many folks don't even know that there is a African-American national anthem. And a day we called it the Negro National Anthem. Lift Every Voice and Sing. A lot of renditions of it. Here's one. Let's take a look. We group June's Diary.
So we are so excited to be on the stage right now. My name is Ashley Williams. I am Gary.
Hey guys, my name is Brianna.
What's up, y'all? I'm Cheyenne.
What's happening, everybody? I'm Crystal. And we are June's Diary. Yeah. All right, y'all. So a while back, me and the girls were asked to sing the national anthem at a celebrity basketball game. But they asked us to sing a song called Lift Every Voice. So while we were in the midst of arranging it, we looked at each other and was kind of like, wow, this really touches on everything that's going on right now. So I need y'all to stand together. We need to lift our voices together to make a change, okay? We're gonna sing a little bit for you.
Lift every voice and sing till I'm in heaven. Ring with the I am the leader.
June's Diary, y'all.
Oh, nice.
Please want to remind you guys that now more than ever, every vote counts, every voice counts. Please register to vote.
June's Diary, everybody.
Election day. Right.
Yeah, that was tight.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yes.
Paranoia strikes deep.
Right.
Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Yeah. Everybody.
What's going down? We better stop now. What's that sound?
That's right. What's that sound? Buffalo Springfield. One of the most classic.
Get our best train.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Fight the power. The Isley Brothers.
Time is truly wasted. There's no guarantee. Smile isn't in the making. We gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices. Thank you.
Brothers, I know you know what year that was. The sounds of the protests, disturbed music, and there was more than one fight to power, y'all. That was a popular theme. Fight to power. There was more than one fight to power.
WELOVE
108.
Power. Fight the power. Fight the power. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health, since that's the rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got the bump, the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is this? All the love it, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rest the show. In order to fight the power that be, fight the power, 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 fight the power. We've got to fight the power that be.
Come on.
I'm proud, I'm ready, I'm hyped, plus I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power.
That be. Mario's Magic Mixtape, Sounds of the Protests, Historic Music of the Struggle, Fight the Power, Public Enemy, yeah.
On Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Sounds of protest. Historic music.
On the subway. I dug the man digging on me. But the dude was hung up in a mass of confusion as to who I was. He thought he was trying to see.
I didn't know that they were trying.
But you see, me knowing me, black, proud, and determined to be free, could plainly see my enemy. Yes, 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 I know him. I once slaved for him, body and soul, and made him a pile of black gold off the sweat of my labor he stole. But his game is old. We've broken the mental hold. Things must change. There's no limit to our range. He can never understand the new black man. Let's long see us every day riding the subway. 8th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 6th Avenue, IND, BMT, IRT. He still hasn't done me. Next stop, 125th Street.
Music of the protest. Reflections. Victory. Come on, y'all. Be happy. We're still here. Moving forward.
People, mind is in your way. No more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes, and we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up. We're living proof and all's alert that we're two from the good black girl, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the truth. We just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you. At last that blessed day has come.
about the inauguration.
Like your leaders tell you to.
Don't be tripping, Michelle.
And I don't care where you come from. We're just gonna move on up.
Yeah. Yeah. The Impressions, we're a winner. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is Big Marlo's Magic Mixtape. We're here every Friday at 8 o'clock. Tonight's theme was the sounds of protests, historic music of the struggle. Coming up next, I, Victor, featuring Miko's Challenge. We're going to affect that transition in just a second. Thank you. Alexa, begin playlist. Mute broadcast transition 2.
I don't see the playlist get broadcast transition 2.
Alexa, begin playlist broadcast transition 2.
Your playlist, you broadcast transition 2.
You want you to say it right. Transition, you are about to verify, Vic. Look, everything's looking good. Attempting to reconnect with that Facebook. Yes, we're there. Hello, Facebook. I'm Mario Hensley. Affecting that transition, we just completed the Mario's Magic Mixtape. And now it's time to transition. Everyone, it's time for I, Victor Experience featuring Miko's Challenge. Here they go.
All right, you guys, how you doing? Of course, I'm Victor. I just put the I in front of it. And of course, you know Miko because you've probably been following the show. But if you haven't, it's a continuing role play reality or enactment of a series of challenges, no matter what the situation is. It could be gender, female, male, it doesn't matter what it is. But in this case, Miko tends to be the boss, or there she may believe she's the boss. Last week, Miko basically did what they call, I need to tell the guy that's bothering me, my ex, to kind of back off in some form or fashion, because the guy that she's really interested in, Mike, is sometimes caught up in a predicament. Well, what Mike is doing is telling Miko, I'm technically married. And what does technically mean? Well, we're going to find out later. But the best thing about this is that Miko is going to take an aggressive step forward. How aggressive? Well, you'll find out when we take you up there, right? In the meantime, you need to get a look at what's going on. Find out what's up with Miko, so she can give you a taste of the flavor. Give us about 2 minutes and we'll be right with you. And I'll run those streams for you. The mobile smart device streams, they're coming. Miko giving you all the colors.
You like my outfit? Okay.
When I fall in love,
hey everybody, how you guys doing? Welcome to Miko's Challenge. I'm looking in the mirror at my hair. You like my hair? I like it. It's cool. It's a weave, but hey, I like it. Okay. Well, if you guys didn't understand what happened last week, you know, Miko Williams just did something kind of obvious. You know, she had to kind of fill out Victor Garcon. He wasn't having it. Now, Victor Garcon is a beast within himself. I mean, straight out alley cat. So, if you guys don't know who Victor Garzón is, you have to go to the previous episode, watch that to catch up with what's about to happen today. Because you know Mico Williams is feeling Mike. And you know Mike is her ex-boo, Marvin's homeboy. Now, Geico say you're not supposed to smash or like the homeboy unless the ex-boo or the homeboy of the boy you're liking approves. Well, Mico floats to her boat and marches to the own beat of her own drum. She don't give a rat's ass what the dudes think. She's doing it her way, her style. What she wants, she gets. She's stubborn as hell, fine as hell, and she's smart, sexy, all that. But at the same time, she wants what she wants. She's like redhead Sonya. You gotta beat me with my own sword in order for me to respect you. So, Mike seems to be a little bit kind of passive, but she found out something. Mike is actually married. So, you know, Mico don't mess with no married man. She just don't. But she's already within her feelings with Mike. So, what do you guys advise Mico to do about this Mike dude? Should she just pursue? Hopefully he get the divorce? Or should she leave him alone and go to someone else and leave this whole trio in the dump? I'm just saying, because you never know what could happen with Victor Garzón, which she's been there and done that, and then she's been with Marvin, but Marvin is always performing. He's always gone, he's always on tour, he's doing all these things, and then here come Mike. Lord, let me tell you. Here come Mike. Mike just happened to be the guy that seems to do it for Mico, and he's just not moving fast enough. So just keep watching, because we're going to do what is called I Victor's Mico Challenge. And what's the keyword? Role play! Because you know it's here at Pac Stereo TV live, unscripted. What's up, Vic?
I heard all that explanation.
Hey, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I heard all that. Let me just turn on my people.
I turned on your people already.
You turned on my people
sure
already?
I sure did. So most of them.
You didn't turn on my...
It was one that was kind of acting up. Did, ooh, check out this shirt. You look nice.
You didn't turn on my big old lie.
Big old lie. Oh, you on big old lie?
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Oh.
Yes, okay. You look nice.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, tell me something.
You look so good, I want to feed you a grape.
Oh, uh-oh. Wait.
Oh, that's
wait,
it.
Wait, you role know play. That? Oh.
Role play.
Wait a minute. Is this Victor Garzón or Victor is it Mike?
This is I, Victor.
Here's who I, are you, though?
No, I'm not. This is I, Victor. We haven't started yet.
Okay.
This is I, Victor.
Okay.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
You want another one? You just can't eat one.
Slow
your
roll, because I can take the whole bowl, but I'm not going to act a fool.
Oh, you didn't know something. The whole bowl's for you, baby.
Oh, okay.
But since you didn't take it, I'm going to hold on to it.
That's right.
In the meantime, you guys.
You think you're doing something.
Turn
sideways and give me the booty. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I'm glad she did a great job of explaining to you what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are talking directly to you,
mm-hmm.
the role plays, she just doesn't, she doesn't know the role plays.
I need him feeding me, I feed myself.
And the challenge is, can she pull it off? Can you make it real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to keep eating that? Okay, here we go.
That's good.
All right, these are good. You want to keep eating
mm-hmm.
them? All right, I want to eat one more. All right.
Healthy. I'm
going to say hi to my
fitness
big old people.
Hey, big old people.
My live.me.
Hi, live.me.
My Twitter.
Instagram.
And my Periscope.
Periscope.
Okay. In the meantime, here we go.
And Facebook.
And Facebook, right?
Okay. And live stream, you stream.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Last
all week. At one time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mario.
We're not talking to Mario right now.
I have to give him a shout out. You know, we can't live out boo.
Come on. Showtime.
Okay.
Role play. The scene transfers.
What? Oh!
Scene transfers.
Mm-mm.
The scene transfers. Okay.
Oh, no.
Here's the catch. You didn't... You did okay last week with Victor Garzón. You didn't shut him down. So in the meantime... Oh, in real life.
Mm.
In real life.
I'm fixing my hair in this mirror.
Wait a minute.
We're talking.
No, you have to pay attention.
I'm paying attention, but, you know, I'm just messing with the hair. How you like it? It's, you know.
Okay, here's the scene.
Okay.
Role play. This is it.
Okay.
Here's the scene. You did the fitness thing with Victor Garzón.
Right. Right.
You basically was just trying to measure out, really. What you didn't tell people last week is that you were filling out your feelings to see if you had any residue still hanging around.
Well, what is a girl supposed to do? Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
Wait a minute. So you
men do it all the time, right?
Okay, this is not a venting session.
I know, but I'm just
hold
saying.
Hold on. And there's something like this at your teeth. Mm-hmm. You got some lipstick on. Last week, I took a whole bunch of photos of her.
And lipstick on the teeth.
All right, here we go.
Not a good one. Okay.
So you didn't pull off as good as you thought you did with Victor Garcon because you didn't pull it off as well. You did a good job of having him exercise, but you were supposed to put this way. You can't go to them.
Wait a minute. Oh my God, he's always
no.
Okay.
Focus.
Fine.
Role play is this. You're a mover and shaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you want, and then you have to pull this off really good.
Why I gotta pull it off really good?
Can you listen?
Okay.
You're already rebelling, right?
No.
You're already rebelling.
No, okay.
Here's it. Okay. Get ready, because I'm setting the scene, right?
Okay.
The scene is, and you know this, there are women, some women, who really find that they're attracted to things they shouldn't even be bothered with, right? So, hold on. Mike hasn't called you in a little bit.
Yeah, and you really, I know why.
The role play is this. You making the push. He doesn't know. You just calling up on the strength and says, can I come by and see you? And you're only a block or two away, but he doesn't know it.
What? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
The dude is married. How to roll up on a married dude and try to pop up around the corner and he with his wife?
Listen. That Miko. You're playing the role of a woman.
That's bullshit. I'm not a stupid.
I'm not a stupid woman. You're playing the role of a woman that's doing that.
That's stupid.
It happens.
Oh God.
You're trying to get me shot.
Let me have a pistol or something,
Miko.
Or you know some Miko. Protection,
Miko.
Huh?
There are some women.
It's just common sense.
Role play.
Where your antennas?
Wait a minute, Miko.
Oh my God,
Miko.
Okay, I'm going to play the role of the stupid woman.
No, you're not playing stupid. You know what you're really trying to find out?
What she look like?
No, you don't get it.
Okay, I don't get it. What? Come on.
I got to give you all the information, right?
Yeah, because...
Hold on.
Okay, I'll play it.
Okay, you understand.
Damn, we never do that in real life. Okay.
In the real role play, you haven't tried to go over his house. You don't know...
I just found out that he married.
Can you just follow the scene?
Yes. Okay. Oh my God, he's all up in here.
Okay, talk to them about the scene. You go talk to him.
No. Ooh, got an attitude. Cut. That's the inner role play. He got an attitude. I have to stop when I'm doing like this. Never seen a dude with an attitude. Stop giving him hearts.
This
is pathetic.
No, it's not.
Okay, so.
You're playing a role.
Okay.
So all you're doing is going, because on the other side of the fence,
really?
He never told you if he's living alone or not. And you find out that he's living alone by a rumor. So you
now you want to find out, right?
Role play.
You change it now.
Role play. Go to the scene.
Wow.
Okay, you calling him up.
Well, get out. Damn it. Hello?
Yo.
My phone not ringing. Somebody knocking out. Who's yelling? Out my window. What? Wait a minute. You know what? Stop yelling at my window. What do you want? You said what? You got word for me. Oh, he does. Okay. Let me call. That's what I'm talking about. Give me some information. Okay. Oh, I just got word that homeboy ain't really living with Miss Thang. I'm talking about, let me see if I can just come up over there. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Mike. Is this an answering machine?
What's up? I just wasn't sure.
Oh!
I thought you was somebody because,
I haven't spoke to you in a while, so I would just want to know if I can come by since I'm in the neighborhood. Yeah, I moved around the block.
Whoa,
from
whoa,
you.
Whoa, okay.
With my roommate. You know, she it's much easier, much cheaper, you know, financially.
This is kind
of, you know, she wanted me to move in with her to help her out, and then, you know, I just buy my house. So, you know, that type of thing, you know, just helping a friend out for credit score, you know, because I have A1 credit.
Okay. You catching me off guard. You don't even know if I have any plans or anything, right?
No, no, I'm asking you. I said I'm in a neighborhood, and that's why I'm calling you, to check and see if you are available. That's the purpose of this call.
Okay.
So that's why I was calling, you know, but if you can't see me, then it's cool. Okay.
Here, my address is blah, 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 blah.
Oh, your address is 16707?
Yeah.
Locust Street. Okay. So is this a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
It's a house? Okay. And what color is the house?
Well, you see the address, you'll know, right?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, so it'll help me identify a little easier. You know, sometimes there's two houses the same color.
Okay.
So that's why. That's
why. It's kind of an off-white.
Off-white? Oh, yeah. Okay. Are there any dogs?
No.
Okay, because I don't want to walk up to your gate and it's like...
No.
Okay, so just ring the doorbell and you'll...
Oh, yeah, you can just ring the doorbell. Matter of fact, you can just come on in.
Oh, okay, that'll be nice. Is there anything you want me to bring while I come over? Or?
No, 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 thank you. That's cool.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a bit.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Scene moves over. You get out. You come back over here.
I get out.
And you walk into my place. This is Mike now. You can use any door. We got two doors
here.
I
like this door better.
Why you like that door better? And next time, so you guys understand, when people roll up the blinds, she does it the old style where you just grab the whole thing, you know, supposed to just kind of pull. So, okay, moving to the scene. Oh, come on in. Come on in. Oh, yeah, come on in.
Oh, it's open?
Yeah, it's open. Oh, thank you.
Wow, you decorate this yourself?
Thank you. Thank you very much, yeah.
Is there, you want me to just close it?
Yeah, just close it.
Is that how you close it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine.
Nice to meet you.
All right, doing good.
Yeah, you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
Why are you, give me your other hand.
Hey, what?
It's really nice.
Well, hey.
You look really nice. I like your outfit.
Thank you.
Your shirt is nice and all. Thank you for letting me stop by and see you. You know, that was really nice because... You know, I wasn't sure, so you didn't tell me you live alone.
Yeah, I do.
Well, your house is really nice. I mean, who decorate all this wood? It's really fine art, you know, panels are really nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, so you collect art?
No, I'm not a collector, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Just a little something I can
So get. I see you do all the lights and the plants and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So you mean to tell me you have like a little green thumb?
Yeah,
that's really good.
Okay, yeah, good. All right. Okay, cool. Role play, scene, cut. This is what you're here for.
Yes,
okay, that's right. I'm stopping. You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing?
No.
You have to stop cursing.
Oh.
Okay, you got to stop cursing.
You said role play,
shit.
Cut.
No,
okay.
No.
Did you just say shift?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Shifting.
Oh, shifting.
I'm
okay,
shifting because this is why you're in the house. What you're doing, you know this is true. Is it true, Miko? That when you go over a man that
I'm looking, scanning.
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 So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to
see if there's trace of any other female around.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that part.
Miko.
So I can make my mark.
Miko. Miko.
Oh.
You're supposed to act out the scenes and not talk out the scenes.
Oh, I was talking to you.
No. You have to leave it to the role play.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You can't talk about.
Okay. Come on.
I'm going in the kitchen to get you something to role play.
Nothing. Oh, you gonna get me some water? Okay.
Okay. See, this is
right. Okay, I'm kidding.
Okay, so this is what you're doing.
Okay.
So, what does and don't answer this. You act it out when I come back. Think about what a woman is doing when she's going, I haven't heard from this guy. He didn't volunteer and tell me he lived by himself. And now I'm over his house. What are the things you're looking for? And when I come back in, you're supposed to have a change persona, because you're not here to be all happy. You're here to investigate.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Got it.
Ready?
Okay.
Role play.
Okay.
Hey, you want something to drink?
Sure. Go right ahead. What you got?
You know, wine, juice.
Oh yeah, give me a little wine on ice. Yeah, okay. That'll work.
All right.
kitchen.
45.
Oh, okay. You have a nice bed, you know. You know, nobody sleeps here but you?
Yeah, just me.
Oh, okay. I like your ceiling fan. It's nice, all the wood. You mean tell me you don't have no red light, no blue light?
All right. You know something?
Remember something. I didn't have any wine.
Can you get me some water with lemon?
Okay, yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Looking for?
Oh, I went over here to your window because I thought it was really nice, so I looked out to see how high up you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't. It's special container
really
with.
Oh, this is fine.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
So, what's the okay?
You okay?
I'm okay. You know, I was just checking out your place. It's really nice, really decorated. It looked like a woman's touch around there. You know.
Okay.
So, I just never seen no guy do all this.
Okay.
So, you mean to tell me you didn't have nobody come here and help you?
No.
Like your ex-wife or your wife or something like that?
Cut. Same. Okay, next. Okay, stop. This is what you do. So, you already got him wondering what the hell is wrong with you because he caught you snooping, right?
Well, okay. He almost caught me snooping. I was looking out the window, but okay.
Okay, now hold on. All right. Here's the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's time for the Q&A. You're about to do what they call the woman's group.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is, right?
Get my drink.
Okay, you want to call role play? You want me to call?
Role play!
There we go. So, hey, look, let me ask you something.
You know what?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
How come you just didn't call me, like, earlier today or yesterday to say, hey, look, I'm gonna come
see
you.
Well, you know, actually, I was waiting on you to call me because I thought you was interested in me, and I didn't want to be the one that's always calling you or making an initiative to call you. So I was giving you your space and your time, you know, because you told me you had a situation, and within that situation, I wasn't trying to do too much.
Right.
So I didn't want you to feel like I was overstepping my boundaries or just kind of smothering you, you know?
Okay.
So I was taking that in consideration. But it would have been nice if you would have called me, you know? But, so are you still trying to figure out how you're going to get out of that situation? Or are you still trying to stay in that situation? Or
okay.
What's the deal?
You really just want to find out what's happened since the last time we talked as it relates to my
life and
the divorce, right?
Right. Look, because
let me just say this. I don't want to be one of those brothers that tell you a date, approximate, and wait. It's one of those situations where...
Okay, so what can you tell me? That's what I want to know.
Well, the first thing I can tell you is I didn't plan to be in a position where I have an interest in you. I mean, because...
But you do, or you don't?
No, I do.
You see this? You don't have an interest in this.
No. Okay, let me just say that.
I'm just saying.
No, hold on. Let me say this.
No, because one person won't do, another person will. I just want to make sure that I'm investing, and I'm not making a fool out of myself investing.
Okay.
Because this is the first time I've done something like this, and I know I'm not supposed to judge, but it's a little awkward for me. It's different.
The same as me being Marvin's friend, and then all of a sudden we're in this position because, right? So, you know, you're putting me in a position because it wasn't that I was, like, really pursuing you.
Oh, okay. Well okay.
I'm just, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, out of respect. Out of respect. Okay, role play, stop. Stop. Okay.
What? I'm about to bounce.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to act the scenes out.
I did. You said role play, but I was just venting to my crew.
Wait a minute. You know, you got to go to the next scene.
What am I supposed to do? Leave that ass, right?
Miko.
Right.
You already know he's.
And that's, see, that's some bullshit. I'm about to go.
Miko.
You know, you don't let no dude just fill you up like that. Miko. And he's still in his situation. What?
Do you want me? Have a one-woman show. Go ahead. Talk.
You know, I'm good at that. I can do that.
Go
so
right
you
here.
Might want to get your little narrow ass back over here.
Oh, no, now you're going to talk about now you're going to talk about a brother, right?
Yes, because he's trifling. Wait a minute, Miko. On every level. Miko. I can't even believe that I'm even here doing this.
Miko.
Retarded ass woman move. Okay.
Wait a minute. So you want to, let me just.
No, don't.
Can
you're
I
not
talk
going
for
there.
Second?
No, we're going to do role play. So.
Wait a minute. I didn't even get to the good part. There's a good part.
There's a good part.
Yes, but you won't get there because you're too busy scripting.
You're going to strip for me?
There's a good part.
What's the good part? You're going to take off your clothes?
See, here you
see?
Go.
See, there we go. See, he walk off. He acts like it's a disease when I say stuff like
Miko,
that. I mean, what kind of
Miko,
dude is this?
Miko.
Huh?
The key to a scene is that if all of a sudden you want to change it up, you call role play.
I did.
No, you walked
I said,
off.
You said it's a good part. And I said, well, what's a good part? What you going to do? Take your clothes off? You said, me.
Wait a minute.
Right?
Wait a minute. Here's the role play.
Okay.
The role play is that you already know what's
you
up.
You talk too much.
Okay. Call the role play scene.
Role play.
Let's go. Call
Let's
the scene.
Do this because you're wasting my
call
time.
Scene. Call the scene.
Start off where we left off. So.
Okay, Mike is talking right now, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Answer me.
Hit the question again. Pick it up from the question.
Okay, so, what's your deal? What you want to do with me?
If I asked you to wait, that's a problem, isn't it? I mean, be honest. Let's talk. If I ask you to wait, is that a problem?
Yes.
If I tell you...
If it's not a guaranteed wait...
You want me to talk?
I'm telling you.
You want me to talk?
Yeah, but you asked me.
You want me to talk?
Ooh, I don't... Okay, go ahead.
You can always call role play if you don't want something.
See, I don't do brothers like this.
Just turn this way.
Ooh.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right. You're playing like...
I know, come on.
You're not in real life.
Okay, but...
You are.
Irritation
it's
part.
Irritating, isn't it? All right, Zoom, go back.
Okay, Zumba. Okay, so you said if you asked me to wait, would there be a problem? Yes, there were.
And if I
yes, it would be a problem.
And if I
yes, how long you expect me to wait till the divorce go through?
You mean I get to talk? You're supposed to come this way. Role play. Okay.
How long?
First, let me finish. That's right, because you didn't let me finish. Miko. If I asked you to wait, that'd be a problem. If I pursued you aggressively while technically being married, that'd be a problem too, right? Oh, let me look at you when I ask you that question. Okay, don't look at them. Okay, and then after you answer me, you can look at them. And you
Ooh,
can look at
oh,
them.
Oh,
okay.
You taking a challenge?
Are you delaying?
Yes.
This is Mike now talking
okay,
to you.
Okay, Mike. Well, all right. You where just, does Mike come
I
from?
I just asked you a question.
Okay, yes.
If I pushed up on you, be a problem, right?
No.
Oh, so, oh.
That, I mean, it'll be a good problem. It'll be a good problem.
So, what you're saying.
It would be a good problem.
So, if either one of our feelings got caught up, would there be problems? Because all
if
it takes...
If our feelings got caught up, you're asking, would there be a problem?
Would there be a problem?
No, I'm a shapeshifter. No, you be the problem. I'm not the problem.
Oh, so you'd be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Shift, role play. Okay, here we go. Because you said it ain't a problem, here's the role play scene. You just want to massage his shoulder.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I
you
want
do.
To
role play.
More than
no,
the
no,
shoulder.
No,
don't give me no shoulder to massage.
Wait,
you're talking about more. I said, what can I show?
You're stuttering.
Oh my God! Yeah. No, I'm not.
Miko,
no, I'm not.
Miko, huh. You got to remember something. Are you?
Is he gonna take off his shirt?
Miko,
I'm just asking.
You gonna get ahead of the scene?
Yes. Role play. So what was going? No. I'm gonna massage him. Well, let's.
Wait. Huh. First of all, because of the integrity of this show, nobody's supposed to undress.
Too late.
No, nobody's supposed to.
That's like this me coming up out of this.
No.
Okay,
the real scene is this.
Okay, so.
You're over a married man's house, right?
I don't see nothing married about his house.
Okay.
That part. So.
You're over a married man's house.
Ugh, I need to go then. Because I don't do those. I don't do those. So why he keeps saying that?
I'm trying to get the scene out.
Okay, go ahead. Spit it.
Okay. Okay, here's the scene. You're trying your best to do two things at once.
Like I'm not.
Hold on. One is you're trying to investigate.
Which I've done.
You're trying to sit back and wait around because if her phone rings.
If Miss Thang comes through the door, I'll get to see her.
So Miko, stop.
Oh.
So you're actually doing what I'm trying to get you to do.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be. I'm waiting to see Miss Thang.
And if you
or Miss It.
Now, if you're buying time. You got to be some.
Gotta be more warm and not.
But you're. He's trying to talk straight to you.
Okay, you can talk straight without being all like this.
Okay, call the role play scene where he doesn't have to talk straight.
Okay, role play.
Go. Mike's in.
Mike.
Yeah.
Can I stay and hang out with you for a little bit?
Yeah.
You want to, like, go catch a movie later?
Yeah, that sounds nice to me.
Okay, that's cool. I'll take you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Do you have to be back at a certain time? Because, you know, I would like to go get drinks afterwards.
No, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, after the drinks, we can come back here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you wouldn't mind if I, like, stayed over a little bit? Like, nightcap?
Miko?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure. What do you want to ask me?
If the phone rings, and it's my wife that I'm divorcing.
Answer.
You have no problem with that?
No. You have any other questions?
Bullshit. Role play. This bullshit. You're bullshitting. Miko, you know you're bullshitting.
You seem like you want the damn tether. Role play. So,
are you trying
we about to go to the movies.
Yes. No, so, Miko, mm-hmm. Miko.
Let's go. Come
Miko.
On. Get your stuff. Get your wallet. Get your keys. Let's go.
Miko, are you telling me that if the...
Why are we having this discussion?
We're playing it in the scene.
Okay, well, don't we just do scenes? Stop talking?
No. The movie's not in the scene.
Oh, yeah, it is. So we going
they
out.
They can't see the movie.
Okay, so we're going to go out and come right back in like we've been to the movies. And we've been had drinks. Then you can ask me that.
Wait a minute. All right. Go on. You ready?
Yeah.
So let's play the role. We're walking out like we're going to the movies.
Yeah, come on.
And then coming back in.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Ooh, uh-oh. I think you need to... This your phone?
Yes.
Here you go. Oh.
Role play.
Yeah, role play.
Yellow. Hey. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, let me ask, okay, you know something.
You ready to go?
Yeah. I do have company.
Come on, babe, let's go.
It's nobody you know. That is really not important right now, okay? I don't call you and then listen to voices in the background
Sweetie,
to find out.
You ready to go?
Hold on a second. Can you give me a second, please?
Sure. The play starts.
Okay, hold on.
You know, the movie starts in a couple of more minutes.
Okay.
We don't want to miss it.
Oh, look, if I told you her name and you don't know it, would it make a difference? It wouldn't make a difference, right? Look, if you want to know all the information, I'll be glad.
She can come over.
I can give you all the information, okay? But not right now. I'm not gonna play this game of being in between two things at the same time, okay? Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I have to go. I can get you that information later. I'll follow up with you shortly, okay? All right, mm-hmm. I gotta go. Bye. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Miko. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. Let's go.
Miko. Miko, come here. Come here, Miko.
We can talk in the car.
Come here, Miko. Come here.
Get your keys.
Miko, no.
Come on, the show.
No,
I paid for it. Let's go.
Miko, come here.
Come on, we can talk. You can talk about it in the car.
Miko, come here.
Don't you want a grape?
Miko, come here.
Don't you want a grape? It's right there.
Come right here.
Get your keys. Get your wallet. You got
Miko,
everything?
Miko.
Aww.
When I'm going through the process of something that's illegal, you sprinkling like that on the phone, it's just making it worse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is, all of a sudden things could be disrupted by the acting out. So I have to end up dealing with that because you're going to sit back and make sure she knows that you're around.
That's right.
And that I have to tell her who you are.
She can actually come over and meet me.
Role play scene cut. Okay.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So okay. So you enjoyed that part, right? Okay. Miko?
So, now, we're going to see if he holds to his word and see if he actually stayed true to being divorced or being in the process of getting divorced.
We're not... Wait a minute, Miko.
That part. Yeah. Pictures.
No. We're not
role
there.
Play.
No.
Pictures.
No.
Yeah, it's that time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, we got a couple of minutes.
What?
The scene ain't over. The scene ain't
he
over.
He sounds like he's firing.
No.
Like he's driving.
No, Miko.
What?
Okay.
Why are you the one twitching?
Why are you into the show early?
I was trying to get photos of them.
No, we are.
Oh,
we got 5 minutes.
Look at that. 5 minutes. We're supposed to be taking pictures.
See,
right now.
Miko.
So, cliffhanger is.
That's not a cliffhanger.
Yes, it is. Cliffhanger is.
Miko.
He has to figure out what he's going to do now that Miko upset the wife. And the wife is trying to figure out who this Miko is. And actually might just do a drive-by while Miko is over here at Mike's apartment.
The role play scene.
What?
There's a scene that transitions even better than that one.
Oh, okay. What
you ready
it?
To roll it?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to call role play.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Role play, we're getting ready to walk out the door. Start walking. That way. Hold on a second. Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'll beat your ass.
No, wait a minute, Miko. Wait a minute. No, Miko.
I will hit you.
No, you can't do
that.
Miko.
What was that?
Wait a minute.
What was that?
Miko.
Wait, you don't do that.
You can't
do that. Get this so quick.
Miko.
What was that?
So if you are on the...
No. You're not seeing see.
Miko.
Role play over because he's going to get whooped. He's going to get
wait
whooped.
Wait a minute.
No.
Miko.
No. You saw that? Y'all saw that, right?
Miko.
All of you. All the cameras. Y'all saw that, right?
Wait a minute.
No. See, that's when you...
Miko.
Somebody try to
Miko.
Put you in rotation and play a trick bag. It's over.
Miko.
Okay. That was the cliffhanger.
Miko.
You picture time.
Miko.
Mm. We're going to take pictures because we don't want to overrun the show. That was the cliffhanger. He got another phone call and the show wasn't the baby.
Baby.
Some other bitch. Whoa. What?
Let me talk to you.
Oh, damn.
Can I talk to you for a second?
No. Pictures.
You can't. Miko.
Mm-hmm.
Miko. You're supposed to enact the scenes. You're not supposed to just give up.
I didn't.
Well,
we stopped it, right?
Say
it. No, so no. That's what's going to happen. Now we got to pick up where he got that phone call. And I don't know what type of phone call that was, but that wasn't the wife. That was another boo.
No, that was not.
Yeah.
How do you know?
That's why we got to do another role play.
Miko.
That far. Stand back. Get back.
Can I ask you?
Back
some. Can I ask you a question?
No.
You're being difficult right now.
Yeah, that part.
Okay.
I just stole the show. Oh, beautiful picture.
Well,
okay, get over there and take pictures of me.
You don't want
to.
Wait a minute.
No, don't explain.
Let me
explain. What happened?
Let me explain.
Get over there.
Miko don't want to do the
same. Take pictures.
She don't want to do
the same. Take pictures.
Miko don't want to
do the same. Y'all saw that? It was a total different demeanor.
Miko, you don't want to do the same, right?
Take pictures.
That's cold. You don't like reality, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm about to bust you.
No, you're not.
Right upside the head.
Wait a minute.
You about to get them hammers. I'm telling you. You don't do no shit like that.
We're playing a scene.
Oh, you still. Even the girl in the scene was about to drop them hammers. Come on. Get back. Take some pictures.
They got to get over here.
Oh, my God. Y'all saw that?
No, wait. Miko.
Right. He laughing. Look at that.
Laughing.
Look at the dudes on here laughing. Yeah, y'all knew that was one of those bro code trick mo. You knew. Okay? That's why I said he got me playing some stupid bra.
No.
Yeah, stupid. You know, I play stuff like that.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe this shit.
You
okay.
You cast him out to sea.
He over there rolling. He's supposed to be the producer of the show.
Wait
he
a
can't
minute.
Even keep and wait, hold his composure.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
You gonna get on
right? He over there busting up. See, he got me playing some stupid hoes.
I'm not.
No. And I don't play hoes. I don't play none of the roles. I mean, you know, you
Rico.
Acting, you gotta play, you gotta, Rico. When you do role play, you gotta play the roles. But he over there busting up because he really thought I was gonna let him just stand there and take the call like that. No way, what woman would do that? I mean, then again, you know, there are some females that allow that. Not this one.
Rico,
not this one.
Why you lecturing?
Because you over there busting the gut.
No,
looking stupid.
Rico, wait a minute.
Come on.
I'm sorry, my eyes are watering.
No, you a fool. Up there. Wait. Here go the wife calling. Hey, babe. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, such and such. He going through all that explanation. He get a different call.
Hello?
He walk away from me.
What? Yeah, how you doing?
No, No, you trying to put me in rotation?
No,
I got rotation for you.
Rico.
My character rotation.
Rico.
Get back and take some more pictures.
You
come
got,
on.
You got to back up. You got to back up a little bit.
Okay.
You know what?
That's horrible. I was like, let me grab this and knock you the hell out.
Rico, let me ask you something.
No.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, but why you over there busting the guy? Oh my God.
I'm only asking you this question because...
Come on.
I just want to know, if you are in that position and you heard...
I've been and walked out.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Don't get me twisted.
Can I ask you the question?
No, because I don't deal with dudes like that.
Rico, would you let the phone call take place and then...
Enough.
You just go and start screaming on.
No, you ain't about to because when you walked out like you in a like you having a private meeting, but you was able to talk to your wife with me standing there, you on some bullshit. That part.
You wanna smile? I don't know. Why were you grabbing stuff?
Cause I'm about to hit your ass.
No, you can't do that. You can't do the stand over there.
Wait. He told me I can't hit him.
No, you
right?
can't.
I mean, that's what I wanted to do. You know how you gonna try to throw me in a trick
you
bag?
Can't do
yeah,
that.
You was trying to throw me. He was trying to throw me in a. He was trying to throw my character in a trick bag. Like she gonna be stupid, Boo Boo Lena, and just listen to the phone call a second time, knowing I ain't the wife. That part.
Uh-huh. Are you lecturing?
Yeah, I'm. Well. Jack you up. That's why you over there. See, he looks like an eggshell. Chocolate Humpty Dumpty, slim fast Humpty Dumpty.
Okay,
come
now
on.
You don't talk. Why are you calling
me
name?
Oh, man, because you full of it.
Wait a minute.
He full of it.
Miko.
He is full of it.
Okay.
I mean, if you play that back once it's uploaded, play that one scene back, and you're going to see why I wanted to grab her and say, girl, you would do it too. I already know. That part.
Okay, with more pictures. Okay. Get by.
That's now he want me to talk to
right
you guys.
Right away. Yeah. But just kind of turn this way a little bit. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Again. Okay, stay there. Okay, let me transition the show because I already don't mean
okay,
not
here we go.
Not had it one.
Okay, so while Victor goes and transition the show, I want to tell everybody on social media, thank you for actually tuning in to iVictor's Miko Challenge on Pax Stereo TV, where we do it every Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hashtag Pax Stereo, Miko Williams, Miko Williams TV, iVictor, iVictor's Challenge, Miko's Challenge. Say hi to Mario, friend request him on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram, you know, and don't forget to visit our website at www.paxstereo.tv. And, you know, if you follow us on social media, let us know what you think about the show, what could have been done different, and voice your opinion. Thank you, social media, for live.me, Big O, Ustream, Livestream,
she's doing Periscope, a good job, you
Meerkat,
guys.
All those Ustreams and, you know, all those other places and platforms that are tuning in tonight to watch this crazy
wild
episode.
Until next time, you guys.
Episode.
She's doing her exit for social media. Thank you. You could tell that Meekle actually stopped the scene and basically said, I don't want to go any further. She didn't want to play the role of being the person who's out of the loop. But that's the challenge. Next week, she has to deal with it. This is the complications of dealing with Mike, technically the married man. Until next week, you guys, peace and blessings.
Your playlist.